morning, honorable members. My name is Masichava Tsoledi. I'm the member of this portfolio committee on arts and culture. I come from the province of the Free State. Thank you.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Jabu Mashango, member of the committee.
Morning. My name is Pilana Mukholi, member of the committee.
We also allow the management of the committee to introduce themselves.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Ajabuli Limtia, the committee secretary.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Fiona Clayton. I'm the researcher for the committee.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Johnny van der Westhuizen. I'm the committee assistant for the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture.
I think we're done.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. من احمد سالیک کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس شورای اسلامی هستم. My name is احمد سالیک کاشانی. انشاءالله.
علی رضا ابراهیمی دبیر کمیسیون فرهنگی.
Brother Ahmed is the council chair for the Provo committee, and colleague Ali Reza is the deputy.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for this meeting. And my name is Sayed Ehsan Hashemi, member of parliament and member of committee of art and culture in parliament of Iran.
Hello. من امیر حسین عربزاده دبیر کمیسیون.
I'm امیر حسین عربزاده. Director. Secretary of the
قاسم حسینی سازمان فرهنگ و ارتباطات اسلامی.
Qasem Hosseini, the Institute for Islamic Cultural Studies.
Good morning, my name is Falahat. I am the Cultural Counselor of the Embassy of Iran in Pretoria.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mohammed Abili, Press Secretary from Iran Embassy in Pretoria.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Zinkisa Kawe. I'm with the International Relations Section of Parliament. We facilitate these kinds of interactions between parliamentarians from other countries and our parliamentarians. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to ask honorable Mashambu to welcome you officially.
آقای جبلانی مخلنگو شما را الان به طرف احترام استقبال میکنم.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, and to colleagues. To our delegation for warm welcome to the Parliament of South Africa.
کمیته ایرانیان دوستان ایران خوشبخت و خوشحال هستیم.
Ever since we came into this fifth parliament, I guess you are the second parliamentary delegation to meet with ourselves, to which we are very happy and excited, taking into account that your country is one of those countries that had walked the pathway with ourselves during the difficult days.
ما خیلی خوشبخت هستیم که این کمیسیون، این کمیتی از الان پنجمین پارلمان سفارت جنوبی هستیم و فقط دو بار از کشور دیگه به ما استعفا شده و همینطور که کشور ایران موقع آپارتاید به با دوست با کشوری بودن که با ما راه راست راه رفتن.
It is, however, unfortunate that on our side, none of us are able to speak the language. I even tried to the computer to help me out, but everything is written Arabic and be very difficult for any for me to follow.
افسوس می‌خورم که ما متأسفانه نمی‌تونیم با هم دیگه کلمات رو با زبان هم حرف بزنیم، ولی منم سعی کردم که با از طرف تلفنم با شما فارسی امتحان کنم ولی کلماتش عربی.
As we are meeting yourselves, we are reminded that as we are thousands of kilometers away, but the history of Iranian community and the South African communities has quite very interesting, distinct similarities.
متوجه که ما شاید هزاران کیلومتر با هم دیگه فاصله داریم، ولی از دو کشور چند تا نقطه نزدیکی می باشیم.
And we are hoping that whilst we have challenges that we are facing, the Iranian community facing the West, we also have our own internal problems. And we hope that we can, through the experience that we've had in the past, use those experiences to forge our way forward.
همانطور که دو کشور راه های سختی رو طی کشیدن، ما میتونیم از هر دو کشور بتونیم چیزای مهمی رو یاد به همه یاد که یاد گرفتیم که اون سختی رو بگذاریم و این آشنایی رو به هم دیگه بیشتر کمک هم به هم دیگه بکنیم.
Seated on our this side, as the chair have indicated, members of parliament who happens all of them to be members of the African National Congress.
در این کمیتی همه دوستان ما از حزب ANC African National Congress هستند.
We are not a one-party state, just that the others are not here to be with us, as the chair said.
ما کشوری نیستیم که فقط یک دونه پارتی داشته باشیم، ولی بقیه دوستان اینجا نیستن.
Earlier on I raised the issue that our histories, while they are different, but they have certain similarities, and one is reminded that as South Africans, when we were facing the difficult days, we were actually drawing inspiration from one of your outstanding leaders who went to exile, Ayatollah Khomeini, as well as our own leader, Nelson Mandela, who were actually comrades in arms fighting for the liberation of their respective countries.
همونطور که من اشاره کرده بودم، دو کشور نزدیکی و نزدیکیشون از موقعی سخت دو کشور بوده. همونطور به نکته ای که ما احترام به آقای امام خمینی میگذاریم و همانطور به خود آقای ماندلا که هر دو نفر از سخت به سخت گیری کشیدن که دو کشور رو آزاد بیارن.
We all draw inspiration from these leaders because they have shown us the way and we believe that Whereas they are absent, their spirits are with us to continue to guide us in the journey ahead.
ما احترام این دو شخصیت رو میذاریم از طرف خود آفریقای جنوبی که به ما نشان دادن که از وقت سختی که در آمدیم انشاءالله وقت خوبی داشته باشیم هر وقت که
Yeah, once more, I think on behalf of the committee, we should indicate our happiness to host you in our parliamentary precinct, and once more, welcome to South Africa and to the Parliament of South Africa. Thank you.
و نقطه آخری که من از طرف خود پارلمان و از کمیسیون خوشحال هستم و خوشبخت هستم که شما شما را به کشور ما خوش آمدید و متشکرم.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mashlangu. I'm sure that now our visitors feel welcome. They feel at home. They know that they have been welcomed.
الان من خوشحال هستم که دوستانمان انشالله اینجا رو به طرف یه خونه خود به گرمی خونه خودشون داشته باشن.
We have looked at the agreement that was signed between our country and your country, especially pertaining to arts and culture.
ما یه agreement از که از دو کشور انجام شده بوده بهش نگاهی کردیم.
We will now give you an opportunity to tell us why you were interested, what's your interest in seeing this portfolio committee, because I believe it's only then that we can have an exchange, when we hear what your expectations are and what your questions are.
توجه و علاقه شما به این کمیسیون چی هستش که بعد اون بتونیم هم دیگه همکاری شروع کنیم.
We do have a document that has been circulated that informs you of the work that we do. Just briefly telling you what the portfolio committee is about and what the department that we are overseeing is doing. So we have circulated this document for you to have that information.
ما یه چند ورقه به دوستان داریم که نشون میده که ما کارهای تو این کمیسیون چیکار ازش فکرمون بندینه به منم چه بله همون که رنگش خاکستری هستش.
The document is outlining the functions of our parliament, the parliament of the Republic of South Africa, and it also outlines how committees are set up and how committees work, what the work of the parliamentary committees is, and also briefly what the department that we are overseeing is doing.
تو ورقه ها نشان میدن که ما کارهای مهمی که در این کمیته میکنیم چی هستش و زیر نظر وزیر آرت اند کالچر آفریقای جنوبی چه کار مهمی لیست شده که ما انجام دهیم.
I'm now going to give over to you, give you an opportunity to tell us what you would like us to hear.
حالا من شما انشالله به شما احترام بذارم که شما چرا کم نمی بگید.
مجددا سلام عرض میکنم. سلام علیکم. خوش وقتیم که توفیق پیدا کردیم با بعضی از اعضای محترم کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس شورای اسلامی با شما در کمیته فرهنگی پارلمان آفریقای جنوبی نشست و صحبتی داشته باشیم.
First of all, good morning in the name of God. Good morning, and once again, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity for us to sit down and commence discussions between the two committees of the respective countries.
بعضی از دوستان دیگه ما هستند که همراه ما بودند. منتهی پروازشون یک روز عقب افتاد، نتونستند در این جلسه شرکت کنند. ولی من به عنوان مسئول این هیئت که دوستان محبت کردم سلام گرم مردم و مجلس شورای اسلامی رو به شما میرسونم.
Also we also have a few of our colleagues who are not with us currently as their flights were delayed by a day. So I'll send warm greetings from not just from myself and the few members that are not with us, but also from the whole parliament and the people of Iran.
شما اشاره کردید به اسمهای هنوزی و سوابق مبارزاتی ماندلا و اسم حضرت امام خمینی رو آوردید. لازم میدونم چند نکته رو اینجا تقدیم کنم.
And I'm quite grateful that you had indicated the resonance of the ANC and the work and the struggles of the two great people and you mentioning a great leader Imam Khomeini and I'd like to give some viewpoints on that.
محور مشترک مبارزات امام خمینی و ماندلا در دو کشور ایران و آفریقای جنوبی مبارزه با ظلم و ستم بود. در حقیقت ظلم ستیزی محور حرکت اونها بود، زیرا که مردم ایران و مردم آفریقای جنوبی تحت آپارتاید مشکلاتی رو تحمل کردن، ملت ایران هم سختی هایی رو تحمل کردن، ولی امام حرکت بزرگی رو انجام دادن.
The similarities and the struggles that Imam Khomeini and Nelson Mandela who were pushing and they were proponents of the people, they were fighting against the oppressive an oppressive state. And in the same concept, same as in Iran, Imam Khomeini was also fighting in a similar situation, fighting an oppressive state. And this is a very important similarity of the two countries and how we've overcome the struggles of the two countries.
ما فکر میکنیم که مسئولیت شما و ما در مقابل ظلمی که به دو ملت رفته است بسیار سنگینه.
We feel that the responsibility between our two countries regarding fighting an end or regarding bringing justice from an oppressive state is a great task and a great responsibility.
پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی با پشتیبانی مردم و رهبری حضرت امام و با شناخت دقیق دشمن و راهی رو که انتخاب کردن به پیروزی رسید و امروز وارد چهلومین ایامی است که وارد چهلومین سالگرد پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی در ایران است.
This responsibility and the way to overcome the struggles of the from the oppressive state was of course the buying of the people and the leadership under the great Imam Khomeini, and also to identifying the common enemy, which is the oppressive state. And I have to thank God, say that we are now going into the 40th anniversary of the revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
امام با تکیه بر قدرت لایزال الهی و خداوند متعال و با انقلابی که در دل مردم به وجود اومد برنامه های بسیار خوبی رو مطرح کردن و امروز کشور جمهوری اسلامی در جهان یک جایگاه بزرگی داره.
امام خمینی with the backing of high spirituality and having a with the will of God got the goodness of the people and also got the approval of the people, the buying of the people for the struggle, and this allowed the victory of the people against the oppressor.
ما هم ما در زندگی آقای ماندلا و مردم خوب کشور آفریقای جنوبی و کلن آفریقا مطالعاتی داریم و 27 سال زندانی آقای ماندلا حرکت بزرگی رو در آفریقای جنوبی به وجود آورد، ولی باید از این انقلاب آفریقای جنوبی علیه ظلم شماها حمایت کنید با تدبیر و برنامه ریزی هایی که انجام میدید.
Also the great leader Nelson Mandela and of course the good people of South Africa also overcome the struggles of apartheid, and the 27 years that Nelson Mandela was imprisoned, this was a test of test for the victory of the people of South Africa that has now led to South Africa also being a country that has overcome the oppression and could be a beacon for the rest of the world.
بین ما و شما محورهای مشترک زیادی هست. یکی از اون محورهای مشترک مسائل فرهنگی است، با تنوع قومیت‌ها، مذاهب، قبیله‌های مختلفی که وجود دارند. و ما در مجلس شورای اسلامی ایران از اقلیت‌های مختلف در اونجا هستند، مسیحیان هستند، اهل سنت هستند، قومیت‌های مختلف هستند و تنها شاید مجلسی باشه که همه اقوام برای کشور با هم فکر می‌کنند، تلاش می‌کنند.
The commonalities between the two countries is vast, and I can just mention a few. And those are from the many varieties of the people that composite the country. Such as also within our country, we have many tribes and many religions, and they all come under the same roof in the parliament. And this shows the diversity of the country. But from all the diversity, they're all having a similar vision under one common goal.
ساختارش به این شکل است که تقدیم میکنم: انتخاب رئیس، انتخاب دو نایب رئیس و انتخاب دو دبیر هیئت رئیسه به اصطلاح کمیسیون فرهنگی با یک سخنگو انتخاب میشه. بنابراین هیئت رئیسه کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس دارای یک رئیس، دو نایب رئیس، دو منشی و یک سخنگو خواهد.
Just a bit of composition of the parliament of Iran. We have the election of the chairperson, two deputies, and two officers, one secretary. And one spokesperson.
آقای دکتر ابراهیمی یکی از دبیران هیئت رئیسه کمیسیون فرهنگی است.
And my colleague Mr. Ibrahimi is actually one of the the deputies of the Council for Cultural Affairs.
کنسول فرهنگی با وزرای مربوطه ارتباط دارن، با وزیر فرهنگ و ارشاد اسلامی، با وزیر ورزش و جوانان و با صدا و سیما و رسانه های گروهی در سطح کشور و مسائل فرهنگی که مبتنی بر مجموع ارزش ها هست مورد بحث قرار میدن.
The Cultural Affairs Council of the Parliament of Iran is highly interlinked with the Islamic component of the Parliament, the youth committee members of the Parliament, with the media and communications of the Parliament, and any other. These three are the major ones, and any other committees that would relate to culture.
ما ارتباطات بسیار خوبی با مجموعه دستگاه‌های فرهنگی کشور خودمون داریم که تقریبا با حدود تعداد زیادی از دستگاه‌های فرهنگی هستن، بالغ بر 20 دستگاه فرهنگی که هر کدام بر اساس اساسنامه‌های خودشون فعالیت میکنن.
We also have very, very strong ties to cultural entities within the country. And about 20 entities, and these entities push for the the cultural agenda of the country, and more than and all work semi-autonomously.
The خانم جمله ای رو خدمت شما سرکار خانم به عنوان ریاست محترمه کمیته فرهنگی پارلمان آفریقای جنوبی عرض کنم، و اون جمله این است که رهبری عزیز ما امام خامنه‌ای حفظه الله می‌فرمایند که فرهنگ مظلوم است. شاید این فرهنگ مظلوم باشد در کشور شما هم به همین طریق باشد.
I'd like to give a sentence to the chairperson, Ms. Khalifa, that this sentence comes from our current leader, Imam Khamenei, and he says that culture is itself is pure, and we hope that this purity is excelled in between the two countries.
ما می توانیم راجع به محتوای فرهنگی صحبت های زیادی داشته باشیم، ولی اگه اجازه بدید بخشی از صحبت ها رو دوستانم آقای دکتر غازی زاده هاشمی و آقای دکتر ابراهیمی بیان کنند.
On the specific components of cultural exchange, I'm going to ask my colleagues and Dr. Hashemi and my colleague Mr. Ibrahimi to also give some viewpoints on the different components of the cultural.
اما قبل از اینکه برادرم آقای دکتر هاشمی صحبت کنن، در اسنادی که توسط مسئولین ما در سالهای گذشته بین آفریقای جنوبی و ایران امضا شده، در سال 2017 ما دعوت میکنیم از کمیته فرهنگی مجلس آفریقای جنوبی و شما به ایران که از ایران و پارلمان ایران بازدید داشته باشید.
Before I pass the floor to my colleagues, I'd like to make a point that in 2017, this should be, if it could be minuted, that we would like to extend a warm invitation to the South African Portfolio Committee on Culture to visit and have a tour of our colleagues back in Iran.
Thank you very much for arranging up this time for this meeting with the Committee of Art and Culture of Parliament of South Africa and Commission of Culture of Parliament of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran. As you know, the Commission of the Culture of Parliament of Iran monitor and oversee and platform the budget for the two ministries in Iran, Ministry of Culture and also Ministry of Sport and Young Generation in Iran, and also oversee and plan the budget for the National Radio and Television of Iran and National Library of Iran and Organization for Heritage of Iran. And it means that we oversee and monitor all the activities and all plan every year, all the budgets, even all the contracts between this organization and these ministries with the other countries and even interior activity in Iran. And during the parliament election, you know, our system in constitutional law, we have a three power. The government, it means the straight election for presidential election, straight election for parliament, member of parliaments in Iran, and also judiciary system. And after the presidential election, president should give the names of all ministries, and after the vote of in the parliament, they're going, they will be as a minister in Iranian government. And they should give all the plans before every year after attendance of Iranian parliament and acted by Iran as the rule they can do under the oversee of parliament. This commission has a good power and one of the main commission in parliament of Iran. And we control many things for activity of governmental activity and also the National Radio Television and Ministry of and Heritage Organization and National Library and some of the other cultural activity. We hope that this commission, it means between our commission and Committee of Culture in Parliament of South Africa, will have a good agreement and we have a good relation, and we also have a chance to visit your committee in Iran, attending to this agreement between the government of the Republic of South Africa and government of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the fields of arts, culture and heritage for the year between 2016 to 2019. And as the Article 5, the Chapter D, that's mentioned the inviting of the South Africa Cultural Parliamentary Committee by Iran to attend the Cultural Parliament Committee in 2017, and the inviting of the Iranian Parliament Committee by South Africa to attend its Cultural Parliament Parliamentary Committee in 2018. But as you know, we are at the end of 2017, and I hope this month or the next year maximum we can have a chance to visit you and in Tehran and in our parliament, and we're inviting you coming here for national relation, forwarding cultural relation between two countries for future. Thank you very much.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. عرض سلام مجدد. در کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس شورای اسلامی ایران سه کارگروه یا کمیته وجود دارد.
زنانه و هنر، کارگروه زنان خانواده و ورزش و کارگروه فرهنگ و ارشاد.
The name of God. Once again, thank you for allowing us to be here today. The cultural committee of parliament is composed, as my previous colleague mentioned, the youth component, of course the cultural component, and the component for media.
در این کارگروه ها کار تخصصی می شود و نظریات مختلفی در ارتباط با موضوعات مختلف به بحث گذاشته می شود.
And within each of these we have specialized systems, and this is where most of the execution of the work from the committee happens.
و بعد از نظریات کارشناسی و تایید به کمیسیون فرهنگی داده خواهد شد.
And the work and efforts of these executions goes back into the orders comes from the committee.
و کمیسیون فرهنگی هم کار کارشناسی کاملتری را انجام خواهد داد و پس از تصویب به صحن علنی مجلس شورای اسلامی خواهد رفت.
And the work is further approved post the cultural committee. It goes to the Islamic guidance section.
کل اعضای کمیسیون فرهنگی 17 نفرند که به این کمیسیون ها تقسیم خواهد شد. کمیته ها.
The cultural commission of the Parliament of Iran is composed of 17 persons, and from the 17, each of them are broken down to each of the committees regarding specific specialized agencies.
مصوبات مجلس در دو قالب طرح و لایحه به صحن مجلس می آید و مجلس شورای اسلامی در کنار تصویب قوانین وظیفه نظارت رو هم بر عهده دارد.
The commission is also involved with any law or any legal document needs to be pertained to the parliament, and also takes responsibility for the composition of that law.
پیشنهادات دولت در قالب لایحه است و پیشنهادات نمایندگان مجلس در قالب طرح به مجلس و هیئت رئیسه داده خواهد شد.
The legal binding documents that have been composed are approved by the parliament, but the oversight goes through the cultural commission.
در مجلس شورای اسلامی ایران هم اقوام، مذاهب و زنان حضور پررنگی دارند.
Within the parliament of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the minority groups such as women, the disabled people, they have a good strong composition within the parliament.
و نمایندگان مجلس شورای اسلامی از وظایف قانونی خود از سؤال، تذکر و استیضاح به وظیفه نظارتی خود عمل می‌کنند.
And the committee members execute according to their mandates, basically according to the mandate.
زنان مجلس شورای اسلامی 18 نفر از 290 نفر نماینده مردم ما هستند در کل این صحن مجلس شورای اسلامی. بله.
The The woman composition is about it's about 20% of the parliament members.
مجلس شورای اسلامی در کنار این که نمایندگان نظریات خودشون رو خواهند داد، از مذاهب، از اقلیت‌های مذهبی مسیحی هم استفاده خواهد بود و نمایندگانی رو در مجلس داریم که نوع در تصمیم گیری کلان کشور همه سهیم هستند.
Also the advice that we receive from the parliamentary members and also from other religious entities such as Christianity does play a significant role in the policy making of the country.
خوشحال هستیم که شما هم سفری رو به ایران داشته باشید و مجلس شورای اسلامی دیداری کنید و آشنا بشید با نمایندگان مجلس شورای اسلامی و اعضای محترم کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس ایران.
And again, we'll be grateful to warmly host you for your visit to the Islamic Republic of Iran and to meet the Cultural Commission and also to meet the Commission for Islamic Guidance.
تا همکاری بهتری رو در حوزه‌های فرهنگی به خصوص نسبت به کار تخصصی که در هم کمیته مجلس آفریقای جنوبی و هم کمیسیون فرهنگی مجلس شورای اسلامی ایران هست، همکاری گسترده‌تری رو پیدا کنیم.
And of course, the visit will increase our collaboration and cooperation beyond the working document, and hopefully we can have more paths intertwined and crossed for the betterment of our people.
ممنون و سپاسگزارم.
Thank you very much.
دو جمله اضافه کنم در خدمت شما هستیم. نکته اول این که مجددا من تشکر میکنم از شما و کمیته فرهنگی مجلس آفریقای جنوبی به ویژه ریاست محترمش سرکار خانم، تشکر مجددی دارم.
I'd like to just mention two points. First of all, a huge thank you to Madam Chair of the Cultural Commission of South Africa.
ایران منزل شماست، اما گونه‌ای که ما آفریقا رو منزل خودمون می‌دانیم.
Iran is your home in the same way that we feel that this is our home.
فرهنگ در نظام ما زیرساخت همه حرکت‌های نظام است. در بود صنعت، اقتصاد، کشاورزی، خدمات، بهداشت و درمان و رسانه ها. ما یک پیوست فرهنگی بر اساس برنامه های پنجم و ششم داریم.
Culture in our country is intertwined in everything that we do, in the way we do our agriculture, the way we do our education, in medicine that we produce, and culture is actually the foundation of how we move beyond our daily productions.
دو هدف رو در مسائل فرهنگی کشور دنبال میکنیم. هدف اول ارتقاء فرهنگ جامعه و مردم در تراز ارزش‌ها و انقلاب اسلامی، و این هدایت بزرگی است که توسط رهبری ما و ابزارهای فرهنگی تحقق می‌بخشد.
We focus on two major points regarding the cultural norms of the country. One is the relations of the people to the Islamic to Islamic way of life, and that is also headed and guided by our leader Imam Khomeini.
و هدف دوم مقابله با آسیب‌های فرهنگی که نسل جوان ما، دختران و پسران و جامعه ما رو تا توسط ابزارهای رشد تکنولوژی مثل ماهواره‌ها و فضای مجازی تهدید میکنه. برای مقابله با او هم برنامه‌هایی تنظیم میشه.
And the second point is the resistance or the protection of the culture not becoming dismantled or disintegrated through the advent of technology, especially to our young generation, and how the openness of satellites and that information, we also have systems in place to not allow the youth going astray.
فضاهای مجازی تلاش میکنند جامعه جوان رو از اعتقادات و مسائل اخلاقی و مسائل فرهنگی دور کنند، ولی من و شما باید با هم کمک کنیم جامعه رو به سمت تعالی و علم و تقوا رشد بدیم.
Of course there are forces beyond our borders that do push for the disintegration and the youth going astray. Of course, the collaboration between our two countries would enable us and strengthen us to have means in place to not allow those things to happen, and also to improve on the means of science and technology from both countries to expand.
ما صحبت و مطلب شما رو دیدیم خیلی داریم، ولی میترسم خسته شده باشید، لذا از اطاله این کلام خودداری میکنیم.
And I like to keep it brief. I don't want us to, because we have lots of things to talk about, and I don't want us to, I don't want to tire everybody out, but that's hence I'll just keep it brief. Thank you.
تجربیات زیادی داریم، فعالیت های خیلی گسترده ای هست، از بیان نظارت بر وزرا و دستگاه ها و مطالب محتوایی علمی و مسائل دیگه.
We have a deep cultural root and a long history of a long civilization basically, and more specifically with science and the advent of technology that
نظارت ما در مجلس با تذکر شفاهی، با تذکر کتبی، سؤال از وزیر و بعد تحقیق و تحقیق راجب دستگاه زیر مجموعه وزیر، و در صورتی که عمل نشه و خلاف کرده باشه استیضاح وزیر مطرح میشه. این طبق قانون اساسی ماست.
We have some legal systems in place under the Cultural Commission that we provide points either in verbally or in written format. Also, we oversight the behavior of the ministry, and if there are any misguidance or the going astray, of course we have the right and the power to place systems in place to control.
آخرین نکته این که حرکت جمهوری اسلامی و مجلس و کمیسیون مربوطه بر اساس اجرای عدالت هست و با هر گونه تبعیض مقابله میکنه. برای ما مسائل تبعیض خیلی مهم هست، نباید به حقوق دیگران تجاوز بشه. این رسالت ماست، امیدواریم در مباحث فرهنگی این گونه پیش بریم.
And another major point is that we don't usually intervene or interfere in other people's legal systems, and this is the nature of good governance that we wish to push forward from our side, the independence of each state.
به دنباله همین مسئله سفرهایی که ما به کشورهای مختلف میکنیم دستگاه‌های زیر مجموعه رو ارزیابی می‌کنیم، بررسی می‌کنیم، پیشرفت کارشون رو مطالعه می‌کنیم. کمان که در سفر آفریقای جنوبی این چنین هست. مثل رایزنی فرهنگی، سفارت ما، خانه‌های فرهنگی و دستگاه‌های دیگه هستند و در جهت تقویتشون تلاش می‌کنیم. از اینکه اطلاعی کلام کردم متشکرم.
We of course when we visit other nations and to introduce our cultures, we commence with learning their systems, getting more familiar with their systems, and the institutions that you have in place here. We also like to advocate and advance any things that are related to Iran, like Iranian cultural homes or houses, and this just increases the collaboration between the countries, and I'd like to just end up on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As I'm listening to you, and I'm like appreciating you talking your language, and language is your culture, and your culture is you.
من از تشویق می‌کنم که شما با زبان خودتان کلمات را می‌گویید و این زبان از طرف فرهنگ شماست و این فرهنگ شما را درست کرده.
How I wish I could be speaking my own language now and having someone interpreting for me.
من کاش که من بتونم زبان خودم حرف بزنم و یک مترجم داشته باشم که زبان من رو به شما
ما از شما میخوایم که کرسی زبان فارسی رو در دانشگاه ها توسط کمیته خودتون تقویت کنیم. ما هم زبان شما رو تقویت میکنیم در ایران.
We will welcome your courses and your language courses to be brought to Iran for us to study, and of course if you would bring Persian and literature to your universities here.
And I think it's really something that we as South Africans lost, because when we were colonized, the colonizer made a point that they take away our culture. And if you take culture away from a person, then you've actually killed that person.
ما متاسفانه وقتی که کشورهای غرب به افغانستان بدن که ما رو اصلا نابود بکنن، یکی از نکته مهمشون بودش که فرهنگ ما رو از بین ببرن. و این فرهنگ ما الان به یاد رفته.
This is an issue that we are struggling with even today. If you speak English, you are perceived to be clever. If you speak your own language, indigenous languages in this country are in the periphery. You know, they are in the periphery. Our children speak English. And I think the department is trying to bring back, you know, that pride in our own indigenous languages. We have 7 official languages, 11 official languages in South Africa. And the indigenous languages, as I said, are in the periphery. But we're struggling to get them to the center.
در افریقای جنوبی اگر کسی انگلیسی حرف بزنه یعنی که سواد داره. و به خاطر همین این نقطه فرهنگی که سواد داشتن با به طرف زبان انگلیسی بخم استقبال شده. و زبانهای محلی و قبل بنیان کشور ما بومی کشور ما متاسفانه کشیده شدن و خیلی مهم نشده فکر کرد که در دانشگاه ها و مدارس ها یاد دادنش و ما هم خواهم صبر کنیم که از کمیشن خود فرهنگی خود ما و سازمان مدرسی کشور بتونیم اینا رو برگردونیم و بتونیم این غرور زبان محلی خودمان رو به دست بیاریم.
We had our own values in our culture. Ubuntu. The fact that you are because of other people. There's no man who is an island in our African culture. And we had extended families. There was no one who's alone in African culture. You have, at all times, you have someone that supports you, be it a family member, an extended family, or the community at large. But those things have been eroded.
ما ارزش فرهنگی خودمان را متاسفانه از بین بردن و ما یک نقطه به نام اوبونتو داریم در این کشور و این نقطه اوبونتو معنیش اینه که هیچ انسانی در جزیره زندگی نمی‌کنه و انسانیت ما از طرف انسان‌های دیگه هستش و این نقطه اوبونتو و این نقطه فامیلی و این نقطه دوستان از یک قبیله این از بین رفته به خاطر کشور خارج گرفتن.
And as you know that we have different cultures in South Africa, but culture has to be used to bring people together, not to separate people. It has to be used to be the glue that keeps people together. In our diversity, we need to be unified by culture.
نکته فرهنگی کشور ما اینه که باید آدم ها رو و انسان ها رو به همدیگه نزدیک بکنن، نه از همه دورتر بکنن. و این مثل یه چسب میمونه که مردم آفریقای جنوبی رو به همدیگه بچسبن. ولی متاسفانه مغافاتات آدم ها رو و انسان ها رو بس از همدیگه جدا کرده.
It is such a pity that even governments look at culture as a by-the-way thing, not realizing that knowing who you are and where you come from assists you to look at where you're going, you know. When you know your roots, where you come from, when you know your culture is who you are. When you know who you are, it's easy for you to stand for something, to stand for something that is right. If you don't know who you are, it's easy for you to be attracted by anything. If you don't stand for something, you fall for everything.
خیلی مهمه که ولی متاسفانه حتی خود توی پارلمان بیشتر دوستان پارلمان نمی‌بینن که نقطه فرهنگی خیلی نقطه مهمیه که خود انسانیت رو بهتر می‌شناسه که از کجا آمدی و کجا داری میری. و اگر ندونی که از کجا آمدی، واسه هرچی که دلتون بذارن واسهش میفتی و هیچ واسه چی خوب مهم خوب بزرگ وای نمیسی.
And we believe as the portfolio committee that when you come to us all forms of art. The people who are artists are job creators, not job seekers. They are people who do things, who sing, who craft, who do all the things. They are not job seekers. So if there can be a focus on those people, focused support, on those people, then job creation can be easy because they create jobs, not seek for jobs.
نکته خیلی مهم اینه که بیشتر نقاش ها و دستکارها آدمایی هستند در جامعه که کار درست میکنن، نه اینکه به دنبال کار بگردن. و این نکته مهمیه که واسه کشور ما که این افراد واسه بقیه جمعیت کار درست میکنن.
Department of Arts and Culture, the department that we are overseeing, has about 28 and 27 entities. 80% of its budget is transferred to entities. Entities that have to do with heritage, museums, libraries, those sort of entities. And what we found when we came in 2014 was that the department was not monitoring well these entities. But we took a conscious decision as this committee that we are going to prioritize the work of those entities because the bulk of the budget is transferred to those.
در کمیسیون فرهنگ افق جنوبی ما 27 تا نکته رو 27 تا گزینه رو توجهش رو میکنیم که 80% بودجه بهشونه. اینا یا موزه یا جاهای باستانی هستن و در 2014 دیدیم که مانیتورینگ این ساختمان ها و این چیزات خیلی خوب کار نشده و توجه این کمیسیون اینه که 80% بودجه به این 27 تا سیستم میره که بهترشون کار بکنه.
I'm now going to give other committee members just to briefly they will ask questions if they have any questions and make comments on the work that we are doing as well, so that you also have a picture and you also can ask us questions. But I think what we would wish for as this committee, how we wish you could be in a meeting where we are doing our work, where we are doing our oversight work. Usually it's the department that sits over there, the officials from the department when we are doing our oversight work, and members sit on this side and we ask questions. And these honorable members and those that are not here, they do their work thoroughly. When the department comes here, it must know its done, because these honorable members read their papers, they do research, assisted by our researcher, and the department knows. When they get through that door, they must know their story.
As the طرف من که من میخواستم بگم که ما دوستانم خیلی خوب سخت کار میکنن و همانطور که میخوام ازشون پرسم که چند تا نکته و کلمات بگن و اگر سوالی داشتن از شما میپرسن. و همانطور که وقتی که از وزارات میان طرف ما کنار نشستن میشینن و سوالاشون میپرسن. ما چون که سخت کار کردن دوستم سخت کار میکنن قشنگ و دقیق جوابشون میدن.
It would also be nice if we could have an opportunity to take you to one of the institutions that are supported by the department so that you can see for yourself the work that is being done by the department. Like the National Heritage Monument that is in Pretoria, where you actually see the history of our struggle. You see people who were involved in the history of our struggle, who fought, who were part of the struggle against apartheid. So it would be really nice if we could, if we were given an opportunity of making your program, so that you begin to feel, you know, you have an experience of the work that we are doing as the portfolio committee. I'm now going to give honorable members an opportunity to ask questions and to share the information and experiences within this committee from 2014.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning once more. Let me also welcome the presentation that has just been presented to us this morning.
من تشکر میکنم از دوستان و از رئیس دفترم خانم کلیسفون و تشکر میکنم از شما که نشستین و به ما نشان دادین کارتون.
Chair, I should not hesitate to say that already I feel that I know that their country just by the presentation that has been presented to us here. It makes me feel that already I know what is happening in their country.
As نکته‌ای که کشور کشور ایران اشاره کردن من احساس میکنم که
also perhaps from the experience one has learned that your country is a very rich cultural country. Like the Chairperson has said, compared to us, we are coming from the past that has been deprived of the our deep cultural history.
خیلی تمدن درازی داشته برعکس ما که ما هنوز داریم اون تمدن انشاءالله میرسیم.
Nevertheless, although much has not been lost because we are trying by all means to bring back our culture from to just to instill it to our learners in schools and just to make sure that we bring it back from where it was. Our children need to understand where are we coming from, where are we going, because without knowing your culture, you are not going to move forward as a country.
ما همونطور که نقطه بسیع فرهنگی خودمون از دست داریم خواهیم سعی بکنیم که اینا برگردنیم به مدرسه ها و نکته‌هایی که بتونم به بچه ها و دانشجویان این درس یاد بدم.
چه there are similarities, but what has made an interest to me this morning is that the issue of a national radio television being within this ministry.
من اشاره به نکته مهمی که واسه من بوده که اینه که کارهای سراسیما زیر نظر وزیر کالچر هستش.
Because it's my firm belief that once your national radio and your television is within the sector, then it means you are going to move forward and be able to represent or to put the representation of your country. Unlike in our country now, the radio and television is not within the cultural center. It's outside the precinct of the cultural sector. Yes.
این نکته خیلی مهم اینه که صدا و سیما در کل کشور میتونن متاسفانه این توی آفاجی نیستش و این از سیستم فرهنگی کمیسیون به همین بس نیستن.
I think
think this is one area that we really need to move, and perhaps in our own focuses we should really try to discuss it and put it forward, because I believe that it's a very important element that we should take that and bring it to our sector, especially that we are the sector that has been entrusted with the social cohesion within the country.
و این نکته خیلی مهمی که من این نکته رو به دوستان اشاره می کنم و چون که ما زیر نظر وزارتی هستیم که می خواهیم مردم و جامعه رو به همین دیگه نزدیک تر بکنیم.
The other thing that I've learned from the delegation, especially when the, I think the chair was making the last closing part of his presentation around the cultural norms, the issue of the relations with people.
نکته خیلی مهمی که رئیس کمیسیون ایران اشاره کردن اینه که نکته که سیستم فرهنگی آزاد کشور.
We, like the chair has said, we are a nation that preaches Ubuntu. We do have good relations amongst ourselves, although I think what we have learned would make us to foster more of those relations amongst all the people that are within our country.
و اشاره شد از رئیس دفتر خودمان که نقطه اوبونتو و چیزی که از این نقطه ما یاد گرفتیم و انشالله به بیشتر و بیشتر کار میکنیم که مردم کشور رو به همین نزدیک‌تر بکنیم.
My question now, let me come to a question that I just went on, which was a little bit missing from their presentation. In terms of, I understand that in their legislative center they've got districts, they've got, I assume, provinces, they've got local authorities, they also have got rural authorities. I would really want them to share with us in terms of how do they translate what they are doing to Parliament and make sure that the person who is there in the rural areas, deep rural areas, do benefit out of the programs that are presented by the minister. Thank you, Chair.
سوال فهمیدم. سوال من بگم. باش. من یه سوال دارم. خواستم بدونم که پروگرام هایی که از وزیر از وزرا در پارلمان در مجلس ما گفتگو می کنیم این نکته ها چجوری به یک افراد در مثلا توی روستای مثلا توی کبیر چیزی بهشون میرسه؟
Thank you very much, Honorable Zuledi. I'm hoping that you are noting the questions and those areas where you would like to make comments. I'm now going to allow Honorable Mohotsi to take the floor.
No, thank you, Chairperson. Assalamu alaikum. Chair, thank you for the presentation, but my other question is a comment. One would like to say thank you for the role that your country has played to us, especially in 1979, on the economical trade boycott imposed to South Africa. That has resulted us in attaining our freedom in 1994. That's why some of us now we are here in Parliament representing the Africans in this Parliament. And thank you for lifting those sanctions in terms of our economical trade with our country, because that has made our balance sheet to be more stable and it said it increased the export and the import. Coming to what Honorable Sir Lady and Chair has already said,
من تشکر میکنم از مجموعه از دوستان رسیدم و چند تا نکته مهم اینه که ما دو کشور و سخه دو کشور و چی ما به خاطر ایران 1979 که ایران از طرف اقتصادی خودشون رو لغو کردن به خاطر آپارتاید و بعد از 94 یه بار دیگه تحریم ها رو که گذاشت به آفریقای جنوبی گذاشته بودن برداشتن که ما بتونیم آفریقایی داشته باشیم که تو پارلمان بشینن.
I need to add what the chair has said and honorable colleague emphasizing the pride of your nation, especially retaining your language to us. That has made you to be so special to us, and we have learned something in this school.
و من خیلی تشکر میکنم که کشور شما هنوز زبان خودتون را نگه داشتید و که با ما با زبان خودتون حرف میزنید. این واسه من خیلی سه مهمی.
My question to you is on the issue of tribe. One would like to know how many tribes are you having in your country?
من یک سوال درباره قبل ها مثلا بلوچی و لوری و اقوام کلمه مهمه اقوام ایران و اقوام را چند هستند دست در کنه We're going to answer them, I think, the chairman said that you'll answer the both questions at the same time.
And on that, I just wanted to know, how do you bring everybody together?
I want to know that in اقوام کشور را ما چجوری به هم میگه در پارلمان میگه متصل کنیم.
Because in South Africa we are having our National Day, which is the National Heritage Day that we celebrate in September, where all the tribes are coming together and they encourage everybody to come to celebrate his deliveries, trades, everything.
چون که ما در 24 سپتامبر روز ملی کشور ما هستش که ما از دونیم که بیشتر اقوام کشور تشریف کنن هم دیگر.
In terms of the committee of us, I just wanted to know the women participation. Do you have women that participating in this committee?
یک سوال هم داشتم درباره کمیته شما اگر خانم هم هستن.
The last one is on the social media, your ICT monitoring, because they did said that they are monitoring how the young people are not being exposed to the social media. How are you doing it? Because on our side it's so difficult in South Africa, the social media is just up there. So one will need to learn from you, how are you doing it? And thank you.
I just have to correct it from my side. We didn't say that we refrain the social media. I think I might have translated incorrectly. We said that we do get Western influences in, but we don't limit the freedom of the people to express themselves.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masang, do you want to ask questions for me?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just to reflect on a few things that perhaps my colleagues have not raised. The first one that this year in South Africa we are celebrating the centenary of O.R. Tambo, who was the president who held the people's missions together when the ANC and the other political parties were banned. So he would have been 100 years this year.
ما امسال سالگرد 70 سال مرد O.R. Tambo هستش و میخواستم این مرد کسی بودش که ما موقع وقتی که بیشتر حزب ها به هم دیگه نبودن، این ایشون بقیه رو بیشتر حزب آفریقایی رو به هم دیگه نزدیک کرد.
Yes, that forms part of our mandate, as colleagues have already said, that our role as Arts and Culture Portfolio, we look at the whole issue of heritage, libraries, museum, film and video, theater, archives, place names. I've already spoken to the language development. So those celebrations form part of our portfolio, even the centenary of our term.
توی کامیشن ما موزه ها، اسمای ساختمان ها، فیلم و بقیه نکته های کالچرال کشور زیر نظر ما هستش. حتی این نکته 70 سال سالگرد آرتان.
The only great difference that one can draw perhaps between the two countries is that South Africa is a constitutional country where the constitution is the supreme law of the country, and everyone, including the president, parliament, and everyone, is subject to it. It is a very tedious journey because everything that anyone does is subjected to courts from time to time. Actually, I want to suspect that South Africa could be the leading litigating parliament in the world. Everyone takes us to court every day, almost. I think the price to pay for being a constitutional country. And I think over time, with us understanding constitutionalism, everything will stabilize.
بین دو کشور اینه که قانون اساسی آفریقای جنوبی از طرف قانون اساسی کشور کل اون قانون هیچ قانونی از اون دیگه بالاتر نیستش. منظورش اینه.
And I think as I conclude, for me, it's a political question I'd like to raise. You tension between yourselves and the US and Europa on the obviously the what is the I think for me that's the tension that Iran is facing, the threats from the President, the new president of the U.S., the tweeting president, where do we stand, and how are you coping, how is your people coping, and what impact does it have on society? Yeah, I think that to me would be the question, because we can't meet you here, and you don't benefit directly from parliamentarians who are seized with this cloud of unnecessary cloud, actually, of aggression from someone else.
من یه سوال سیاسی دارم. پرسیدم در مورد کشورهای غرب مثلا اروپا و آمریکا که فشار میارن به طرف ایران، و همونطور از آقای ترامپ که هشدار و بعدی میگرد را میگه، این فشار روی اجتماعی و این فشار روی مجلس چجوری جهت داریم سر؟
Okay, we are now going to give an opportunity for responses. You can ask us questions as well because it's a two-way process. We need to engage, so you are free to ask us questions as well.
Shamad, Alan. Okay. All right.
It is
very good.
Thank you very much. As for the من از این جمله آخر از اون سوال میکنم مطرح میکنم حدود 40 سال هست پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی گذشته یک 17 سال 15 سال هم قبل از پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی ما با آمریکا و عوامل آمریکا در داخل ایران مبارزه میکردیم
I'm first going to answer the last question of Comrade Jablani. First point that you should consider is that for 40 years now, Iran's been resisting the aggression of the West, and for the past 15 years, we've been actively resisting the aggression from the USA.
بنابراین ملت ما به هدایت حضرت امام خمینی یک ملت مقاوم مستقیم و با قدرت بسیار بالایی است و در مقابل شیطان بزرگ امام فرمودن آمریکا شیطان بزرگ است با قدرت ایستاده این تحریم ها مال یک سال نیست الان بالغ بر 40 ساله ملت ایران رو تحریم کردن تحریم های اقتصادی، تحریم سیاسی، تهاجم فرهنگی ولی در مقابل هیچ کدام تسلیم نشده و نخواهد شد
Also I have to reiterate that through all of this aggression Iran has come out independent we've come out more resourceful and our great Imam Khomeini calls America the great Satan, the great Satan. And even though through all of this great Satan, this means for them, for us to bow down, we have resisted and we've stood our ground. And for the past 40 years, for all of these sanctions that we've gone through, we have cultural sanctions, economic sanctions, we're still standing ground and will never kneel.
دلیلش هم اینه که ما از فرهنگ قرآن بهره میگیریم قرآن فرمان فستقیم کما عمرت محکم بیستیم
and we get these inspirations from the holy book of Quran and my apologies is something Arabic and I think I'm just from interpreter's point of view I think it's the meaning be resisting and the resistance will bring you independence. Yeah.
Quran kalam khodast va va'de khoda haq ast.
And the Quran is the word of God and the word of God is truth.
Mitunam az shoma soal konam age America be shoma feshar biyare shoma che mikonid?
Also a question
tahrim kone feshar biyare.
Also a question if America pushes you and gives you sanctions and what would you do?
نکته دیگه این که اشاره کردیم به قانون اساسی بالاترین سند ملت ما در مجلس دولت قوه قضاییه و نهادها و دستگاهی قانون اساسی ماست که قانون اساسی ما برگرفته از کلام خدا قرآن و ارزش‌های دینی، انسانی و الهی است و این سند بسیار خوب و قوی است ما حاضریم اون سند رو در اختیار شما به خصوص بحث‌های خانوادگیش رو در اختیارتون بگذاریم اصل 10 قانون اساسی ما راجع به خانواده و خانوم هاست بسیار کرامت خانوم ها و زن ها در نظام جمهوری اسلامی بسیار بالاست و در تمام مبارزات انقلابی زنهای ما پیشتر از مردهای ما بودن و ما در مبارزات زنهای زیادی رو زندان داشتیم قبل از پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی مثل سرکار خانم دباغ یکی از شخصیت‌های انقلابی ما بود که سالیانی در زندان شاه بود
Okay, second question regarding the constitutional, the constitutional points. Also in Iran, our constitution is the highest governance system of the country. And we also have a tripartite governance. And our constitution is also is composed from the learnings of the Quran, some religious points, human values, and of course we are more than welcome to also provide you a copy of the Iranian constitution. And one constitutional point that I like to focus on is the 10th chapter, which is on family values. And inside the family values, there's a strong component on women and the advancement of women. And I have to say that Iranian women are far more on the forefront of many things than men. And this all came into being after, because during the Shah, during the kingdom time, which is Iran is under oppression, during the Shah time, we had a lot of women political prisoners. And one of them was, one of the famous people was Ms. Dabaghi, who was a revolution in the women's movement.
من از برادر عزیزم آقای فلاحت پیش رایزن فرهنگیمون میخوام که قانون اساسی رو به زبان انگلیسی در اختیار شما بگذارم. حتما برای شما مفید خواهد بود. مثلا اصل 8 قانون اساسی راجع به نظارت ملیه، یعنی هر فرد ایرانی بر رهبری و مسئولین تا این پایین حق نظارت داره و عملکرد اونها رو کنترل کنه و تذکر بده.
Another, I would like to request my colleague, the cultural attaché of the Republic of Iran in South Africa, Mr. Fadal Pishesh, to provide you with the English copy of the Constitution. And another point, another chapter which is quite important, is the 8th chapter, which is regarding the monitoring of the people, which relates to anyone from the supreme leader all the way down to individuals. They all have to be guided. There's always a system of guidance, there's always a system of monitoring and checks and balances.
مثلا اصل سوم بندهایی از اصل سوم قانون اساسی برای مقابله با هر گونه تبعیض، تبعیض رنگ، تبعیض قومیت‌ها، تبعیض مسائل مختلفی، زبان و بر اساس عدالت عمل می‌کنه و یک بندش راجع به عدم پذیرش سلطه جهانی است. ما حق نداریم زیر چتر سلطه و دشمنان اسلام باشیم.
Another chapter is quite important, chapter 3, which is that relates to the non-discrimination clauses. Non-discrimination of color, gender, race, language. And another point is that on the other is that we cannot be oppressive to other nations.
من سوال خانم رو جواب بدم و بگم سلام علیکم. شما سوال کردید راجع به اقوام در ایران. ما در ایران قوم‌های مختلفی داریم. یک عشایر ما هستند. یک رقم بسیار سنگینی عشایر کشور ما هستند که بیشتر به دامداری و کوچ و حرکت‌های مختلفی در جهت تولید مواد غذایی دارند، به خصوص لبنیات. قوم ترک داریم، ترک زبانم، بختیاری داریم، قوم بختیاری داریم، قوم لور داریم، قوم عرب داریم، قوم ترک داریم، اقوام بلوچ داریم، قوم بلوچ، قوم سیستانی، اقوام مختلفی در کشور ایران هستن ولی همه با زبانهای مختلف صحبت میکنن، یعنی با زبان قوم خودشون، اما زبان مشترکشون فارسی. همه با فارسی صحبت میکنن. Do you speak English? Do you speak Persian? انشاءالله که بلد نیست.
باشد. I'd like to answer Honorable Mr. Qudsi. Assalamu alaikum. And your question regarding the different tribal varieties in Iran are, we have one entity that has, in Persian is called Ashayr, and in English I think there are the nomads. Persian nomads. The nomads, they are highly involved in agriculture and production of foodstuffs. And they trek north and south. It depends on the season. We also have the Turkish tribes, Bakhtiari tribes, the Lor tribes, some Arabs, Baluchis, Sistanis. But in all of them, and they all speak their own language, but in the common language between all of them is Persian.
این اقوام لباس‌های مختلفی دارن، خانوم‌هاشون، آقایانشون، کلاه‌های مختلفی دارن، با لباس‌های متنوع، با زبان‌های متنوع، با نوع مذاهبی که در اختیارشون هست، اما همه تابع حکومت مرکزی و زبان واحدشون فارسی هست، اگرچه گویش‌های مختلفی هم دارن. مثلا زبان ترکی چند نوع گویش داره، زبان لوری گویش های مختلفی داره، حتی فارسی هم گویش های مختلفی در مناطق مختلف کشور داره، ولی اون چیزی که محور مشترکشونه زبان فارسی است که همه احترام میذارن.
As I was saying that we have all these different tribes, and in each of them they have different clothing gear, men are different, women are different. And they've kept their cultures. They didn't see the tie or jackets. And also inside them, they even have dialects or different varieties of their own languages within themselves. So each of them have their own different dialects. And what the common thing amongst them is the Farsi, the Persian language, and all have respect for the Persian language.
اما اشاره کردن که شما زبان مختلفی دارید و زبان اصلیتون رو توسط استعمار انگلیس و هلند از بین رفته. ما ناراحتیم برای این مسئله. شما باید در کمیته فرهنگی زبان اصلی خودتون رو احیا کنید.
We understand and we have sympathy for the point that the British and the Dutch came and removed your language and your heritage. And one thing that we would like to give you a point of view from our side is that from your committee you need to find a common language and encourage that for growth.
That توسعه اختلافات و مسائل از خطر اسرائیل باید با هوشیاری برخورد کنید.
One important point is that you need to be careful of the work of the West. Most specifically the work of Israel.
اشاره کردیم که چجوری مطالب به روستاها میرسه و به مردم روستا. ما وقتی که در مجلس بعد از سیری که آقای دکتر ابراهیمی اشاره کردن در کنسول‌ها کار تحقیق و پژوهش و اینها خواهد شد و یک کار سختی میاد در سن تصویب میشه، شورای محترم نگهبان تأیید میکنه که منطبق به قانون اساسی و شرع باشه، و بعد از اون رئیس مجلس قانون رو به رئیس جمهور میده و رئیس جمهور باید اون قانون رو ابلاغ کنه هم در رسانه‌های گروهی و هم به دستگاه‌های زیر مجموعه‌شون برای اجرا، چه در قوه قضاییه چه در قوه مجریه. این طریق از طریق رسانه‌های گروهی به کل مردم ایران قوانین منتقل میشه.
The system that the question regarding how a person in the village gets the know-how of the legal system, or they can push forward their agenda. I think in some areas it's a parliamentary system, and they would have leaders in those areas that do take the points of the viewpoints of the people, of the community, all the way up to parliament. And then that becomes on the white paper, and then it gets to the parliament, and then the president has to push the follow-on.
سوالی رو سرکار خانم مطرح کردن که به گونه انگلیس و دیگران اینجا عمل کردن که از کجا آمده ای و به کجا می روی زیر سواله. من میخوام عرض کنم خدمت شما که ما معتقد هستیم شما همینطور که خالق جهان هستی خدای متعال است، اونی آفریند و این ما هستیم که باید بفهمیم از کجا آمده ایم، چه می کنیم و
به کجا خواهیم رفت؟ آیا هلاک میشیم در آینده یا ارتقاء انسانی و اخلاقی و علمی و ارزشی پیدا میکنیم؟ ما انسانهایی هستیم که سرخ و زرد و سیاه و سفید هم نداره. این در قرآن فرمان که ان اکرمکم عند الله اتقاکم، هر کسی که تقواش بیشتر باشه، کنترل خودش بیشتر باشه، علمش بیشتر باشه، این نزد خدا محبوب تره. ما دنبال ارتقاء هستیم و این مسئله مهمی است که اون که شما هم هستید. ولی دشمنان، من این جمله رو عرض میکنم، دشمنان دوست ما نیستن، دوست من و شما نیستن. دشمنان مردم آفریقای جنوبی دوست مردم آفریقای جنوبی نیستن. اونها میخوان قدرت تفکر رو از من و شما بگیرن و ما باید خیلی در کمیته فرهنگی و کنسول فرهنگی مراقبت کنیم که قدرت فکر اون رو از دست ندیم. دشمن میخواد ما اجازه فکر کردن نداشته باشیم تا بفهمیم از کجا آمده ایم و کجا میخواییم بریم. لذا باید ما اشراف اندیشه و فکر داشته باشیم.
The point of where we're coming from and where we're going is very, very important. We need to understand that the roots of where we're coming from needs to be reinstated back into the country again. And the components of those who are your friends, who wish to push for your roots to be reestablished, so you know where you're going again, and will you be going, and will the trajectory be towards the good or towards the worse? And also be cognizant of the enemies of the country. The enemies might come as a wolf in sheep's clothing. They might come as friendly to you, but in actual fact they're not. They're just portraying themselves like that, and their aim is for you, is for the cultural system of the country to become non-philosophical, non thinkable, so that the people will not be able to, they will not even comprehend and think anymore. The aim of the enemy is to remove the concept of thought from the people.
امام خمینی در نوفل و شتو که تبعید بودن به ملت ایران خطاب کردن: ملت ایران، شما قدرت تفکر رو از دشمن بگیرید. این خیلی قدرت به مردم ما داد.
امام خمینی's words and his encouragements did bring a lot of more high morality and strength to the people of the country.
معمولاً استعمار هر جا وارد بشه با زبان خودش وارد میشه. من برای شما میگم در ایران این انجمن‌ها بود، انجمن ایران و آمریکا، انجمن آمریکا و ایران، انجمن فرانسه و ایران، انجمن انگلیس و ایران، انجمن آلمان و ایران، همه اینا از طریق زبان تلاش میکردن مردم ایران رو قبل از پیروزی انقلاب استعمار فکری کنند. زبان نقش مهمی در این جهت داره. بله، زبانهای استعماری مشکل داره، ولی زبانهایی هستن مثل زبانهای قبائل شما که زبان محبت، زبان ارتباطات. زبان فارسی ما به همین معنا هست، زبان قرآن به همین معنا هست که روابط مردم رو بیشتر تقویت میکنه. و نقش شما که اشاره کردید، ما تلاش میکنیم مردم رو به هم نزدیک بشن، این راه انبیا و راه خدای متعال است.
The most important point is that even before the Islamic Revolution, we had MOUs with the Americans, MOUs with the Germans, MOUs with the French, you know, cultural exchange with these countries, and their aim is you have to see it as a two-sided coin. The one side is that they're bringing in cultural exchange, the other side is that they want to influence your language and influence your culture. And the language is very, very important entity within the culture to be established.
ولی پیروزی انقلاب اسلامی به رهبری امام که صورت گرفت با پشتیبانی مردم، تمام این انجمن‌های استعماری جمع شد.
And after Imam Khomeini came into power, he just mopped up all his agreements and put them aside.
این البته به این معنا نیست که مردم ایران زبان انگلیسی، فرانسوی، آلمانی، گرجی، ترکمن اینا رو بلد نیستن. اتفاقا مسلطن. نمونش هم این آقای دکتر قاضی‌زاده که انگلیسی صحبت میکنه یا سایر دوستان. اما اون اندیشه استعماری از بین رفته، اون اندیشه شیطانی از بین رفته. این مهمه. اولا ما باید به تمام زبان، 5000 زبان دنیاست، ما باید بهش آشنا بشیم.
So we're not saying that that we will lose interest in the nation's culture and history and language. One good example is that my colleague next to me, he can speak English. So that doesn't mean that we should not negate those positive points. The important is that the thought process should not be removed from all of them.
من چه در خدمت شما هستم به دلیل کاری که در نظام جمهوری اسلامی داشتم به 7 زبان میتونم کم و بیش صحبت کنم، یعنی ورود داریم به این مسائل، اما به اقتضای مطالب استفاده خودمون رو میبریم. یعنی ما اون نکته‌ای که باید استعمار دور بشه اون رد کردیم، ولی اصل زبان همه باید بلد باشه.
Of course, language learning is very important, paramount in our educational system. I mean, myself, I can speak plus minus 7 languages, However, and we have to embrace the beauty of the languages. There's about 5,000 languages around the world. We should be familiar with them, but not losing our own identity.
این نکته‌ای هم اشاره فرمودید راجع به ابنیه و اینها. من میخوام بگم که کمیسیون فرهنگی ایران روی میراث فرهنگی مثل بناها و ساختمانها که در ایران بسیار زیاده و ما دعوت میکنیم تشریف بیارید ببینید مراکز و میراث‌های فرهنگی 1000 ساله داریم و همطور که اشاره کردنشون هم تمدن بزرگی پشت سرشه. نکته دوم صنایع دستی. یکی از صنایع مهم کشور ما صنایع دستی است که امروز یک نمونهش رو تقدیم شما میکنیم و یکی هم گردشگری است. توریسم در ایران استقبال خوبی میکنه و ما از شما دعوت میکنیم مردمتون تشویق کنید بیان ایران و به خصوص اصفهان رو ببینن. نصف جهانه.
And of course under our commission, yes, the management and maintenance of institutions is paramount. It's also important. And we have institutions and areas, institutions that are more than 1,000 years old. You know, they're heritage sites. And they're still functioning. And of course, another point is the handicrafts and our cultural products. And of course, we're going to provide you one with later on today. And of course, the tourism of these sites and these areas, and these cultural components are important in preserving the culture.
حدود 300 رشته صنایع دستی داریم از قالی گرفته تا مسائل مختلف.
And we have more than 300 handicrafts from Persian carpets. I'm sure you've
heard. یعنی روی موضوع هنر خیلی ما تکیه داریم. هنر. حالا هنر هم از موسیقی، ادبیات و صنایع دستی و مسائل مختلف هنری.
Yeah, and of course with regards to arts, we have more from music to there's a huge variety of cultural components.
خیلی اذیت شدید، عذرخواهی میکنیم، طول کشید. ولی خب شما سوال کردید، ما ناچار شدیم نکاتی رو بگیم.
I'd like to thank you. Apologies that it was too long.
Thank you very much. And before I forget, I think I need to say on behalf of the committee, we accept your invitation, but it has to go through the processes of Parliament. So if it was really in our hands, we would go next week. But because it's not in our hands, it has to go through the processes of Parliament, and they look at the budget, they look at this, they look at that.
من تشویق میکنم که و تجربه که ما به ایران یه سفری بیاییم، ولی متاسفانه باید این پروسه از پارلمان تو بکشه، ولی اگر اینجوری نبود من همین هفته یه هفته دیگه میمونم ایران.
ما استقبال میکنیم.
Thank you very much. And I would like, again on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, as I said at the beginning of the meeting, I'd like to thank you very much for, out of all the committees, as people who are in this Commission on Arts and Culture, you would have asked to meet the Communications Committee, Sports Committee, but you chose us. It's a good feeling that you chose us. We thank you very much for that.
من خیلی تشکر میکنم که از این همه کمیته پارلمان یا کمیته سازمان یا کمیته ورزش ما انتخاب کردید و ما اینو خیلی استقبال میکنیم.
ما در خدمت شما هستیم. سایر کمیته های شما باشه میتونیم با هم مذاکرات خوبی داشته باشیم و این مذاکرات رو ادامه بدیم.
Of course, we thank you for those comments, and of course we like to extend our work to other committees. It won't be a problem, but the aim is to have a continuous dialogue between the two committees.
Thank you. And as I said earlier, if you were in our hands, we would take you to these entities, would may let you experience how we do our work. And this is what we are hoping to see when the time comes for us to visit you, just to get the experience of how you do your work and go to the crafters out there to see how they do their work and how they are supported by government. I think it would be a wonderful experience. But thank you very much, and we hope that your visit, we don't know when you'll be leaving, but we just hope that when you leave here, we would have added value to your visit in South Africa. Well, thank you.
من خیلی تشکر میکنم و متاسفانه زیر سفر شما زیر دست من نیستش و وگرنه من میتونم شما را جاهای نقطه های قشنگ زیر سازمان خودم نشون میدادم و انشالله نمیدونم که از این کشور میریم، ولی انشالله سفر خوبی داشته باشید.
Thank you very much.
And I now declare the meeting adjourned.
من ممنونم و الان دیگه جلسه رو میبندم.